Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions.
I'm so glad you're back with me.
Yes, I'm glad to be back with you.
Yeah, Todd just has been a busy, busy man the last few weeks.
You know, folks, Julie is not accustomed to doing anything without Todd, and Todd is not accustomed to doing anything without Julie. So when we get split apart, you know, it causes a little bit of anxiety on both of our parts. Would you agree?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, now don't make me pull all your business out. I just gave you an opportunity to tell the truth.
No, it does. No, absolutely
okay,
it
then.
It absolutely does.
Want to sit here and be a thirst trap and act like you're not going to acknowledge who you are and what's going on. So it's been a crazy, crazy, well, our life is crazy all the time. But like the last 3 weeks have been like nonstop. We're filming 3 different shows. And we're filming, like, if I'm filming on Chrisley Knows Best, when I'm finished there, then I leave there and I go to another show. And then Julie leaves and goes to another show. And then I go to the show that Julie's doing to pop in on that one. And I have literally been working 6 days a week. And, you know, that makes you a grumpy person, I guess.
You think?
Well, I mean, that's what you've accused me of being. So I am back now, though.
Yes.
And
we're glad to have you back.
Well, thank you. And I'm glad to be back. You know, folks, Chrisley Confessions, you know, we're now at Podcast One, and we're so grateful for that partnership. Chrisley Confessions, as we've always said, started as an outlet for the family to be able to express how we feel about things that's going on in our world and that's going on in our life. And or in our lives, rather. And it's turned out to be a huge, huge success. And we're so, so grateful for that. You know, I say every day, you know, I pray every morning and every night, and I ask God to bless us, to expand our territory, to take us to higher ground, you know, to bless those that come against us and to, you know, to bless them and move them on and to give them clarity. You know, I've had to learn in the last couple of years to let go of anger, because anger is almost like a cancer. It's almost just like shame. You know, people will try to shame you. And if you take that on, then it becomes a cancer that's growing inside of you. And anger is somewhat the same way. And so I've tried to turn loose a lot of, you know, I've tried to turn loose of so much anger that I had been holding inside of me, in order for me to get to a better place and to be able to move on in my life. And I would like to think that I'm better today, Julie.
Absolutely.
I would like to think that I'm better today than I was 6 months ago or a year ago or what have you. I think that, you know, we are at a place in our life to where we have truly surrendered our life and our hearts to our Lord and Savior. And we are at probably one of the better places that we've been in a long time, because we've chosen to walk in faith and not fear. So many people continue to call in, you know, wanting updates on what's going on with the Georgia Department of Revenue. I want to give you those updates, and you will be able to get those updates mid next month. Because there will be a lot of things that I'm sure that the press is going to have. And you guys will be able to see kind of what's been going on. But we have made the decision that we're going to sit back now that the work is done. And we have the things that we believe will shed so much light on that situation, that God will bless that and God will bless those. Because listen, folks, I don't believe that anyone knew of the things that was going on within the Department of Revenue and the lies that were being told and the commitment that Katie Vansel had towards this whole process. She and Josh Waits and so many other individuals within the Department of Revenue that were lying, cheating, stealing, manipulating, just so, so much. And now God has brought all of that to light, you know, in the form of, you know, affidavits and and documents and correspondence between people and, you know, just so, so much. And I mean, we are so blessed for one individual that truly has detailed every step of the way of what transpired and how this was set up in order to turn into what it turned into. And I truly believe that the government is going to be very, you know, the state of Georgia is really going to look at this, I believe, and say that they've been duped, that the real criminals are the criminals within the Georgia Department of Revenue. And so our prayer is that, you know, God shed light where there's darkness and for him to bless everyone that is involved in this process of trying to uncover the truth, which we feel we've done. And then go from there and let God handle whatever needs to happen after that. So I'd love to give you more. And I know there's so many of you each week that are calling in and are sending these emails and stuff. And we're not ignoring you. We truly are not. We're sitting back and waiting and letting God put his hand on it and move it in the direction that he needs to go in. So mid next month, you know, we'll talk about it. We'll kind of know exactly what direction we're heading in, and we'll give you guys an update on exactly what has transpired at that point. And as I said, I'm sure it's going to be all over the press. And so, you know, believe what you want to believe in the press, but I'm sure that it will be all over the press when the day that this goes down. So I hope that that gives you the update on that.
All right, guys, let's face it. In 2021, loungewear isn't just for lounging. It's for everything. This means you need to have loungewear for every occasion. It's time to go pro with Tommy John men's and women's loungewear. When you're wearing Tommy John men's and women's loungewear, you're that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. It's time to trade up whatever you were sporting last year and lounge like a pro with Tommy John. Tommy John loungewear is guaranteed to fit perfectly with comfy, non-peeling, micromodal fabric, which means no lint balls or fuzz, and luxurious soft tri-blend fabric with four-way stretch. It's the same level of comfort and innovation that goes into everything Tommy John makes, including over 13 million pairs of Tommy John underwear. Everyone in my family loves Tommy John, and you should too. My boys, actually, it was on their Christmas list this past year, and so they have been sporting Tommy John since Santa delivered their package. Returns and exchanges are free, and right now, you'll get 25% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/CC. That's 20% off Tommy John loungewear, underwear, and bralettes at TommyJohn.com/CC. That's TommyJohn.com/CC. See site for details.
I wanted to talk about some things this week that truly I'm passionate about. You know, everyone knows that I'm passionate about my wife, my children, my mother, my life, my faith. But I'm also passionate about doing for other people, because I do believe that to whom much is given, much is required. You know, I was just scrolling through Instagram one night, and I came across this lady. Her name is GB, Grandma Bobby. And if you go to my Instagram, you'll see where I posted about her, because I just reposted something that her grandson had posted. So I took his post and reposted it on my Instagram. This lady reminded me so much of Julie's grandmother, you know, Marie Hicks. And just to give you a little bit of background, Granny was Julie's grandmother. We all called her Granny. She was just a salt of the earth, good, decent, godly woman. She just was the pillar. She was the rock, the anchor of her family. And, you know, I remember when I met her the first time, when Julie and I started dating, I fell in love with her then. I sat on her porch swing with her. And from that point forward, We ate with her, what, about every Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday or every other Sunday. We were mm-hmm. there were
at
very
the church.
Few, yeah, there were very few Sundays that we didn't eat with Granny. And Granny was one of the best cooks in the world. And she was just a country cook, very simple with her food, but it was always amazing. And I was scrolling through this Instagram, and, you know, Granny never leaves my mind. I think about her all the time because she just was such an important part of my life. And when Julie had Chase, I don't think Granny had ever loved a baby as much as she loved Chase.
I know.
And Granny wanted to keep him every day, and she was going to take care of him. And, you know, she did. You know, Granny did take care of him when Julie was working. And she was just a wonderful, huge part of our life. And I think about her so much. And I was scrolling through Instagram one night, and here this lady was sitting, and she reminded me in looks so much like Julie's grandmother. And I watched her videos. Now, she's Miss Bobby is how old, Julie? Is it 80?
I think 88.
88. And she is with it, folks. Grandma Bobby is with it. She has got everything going on. And she reminded me so much of Granny because Granny was a spitfire. I mean, Granny would come back on you. If you said something she didn't like, Granny would put you in your place. And yes, for all of those out there who's wanting to know, Granny put me in my place several times, and I respected her for it. But Grandma Bobby reminded me a lot of her. So I decided to reach out to let whoever was running her social media account know what a huge impact she makes in the Chrisley family's life just by watching her social media. And I asked if there was anything that I could do for her. And, you know, they continued to insist there's nothing. She doesn't need anything. You know, she's got everything she could need or whatever. And I said, well, maybe it's just not about a need. Maybe it's about a want. And they said, well, really, she doesn't want anything. And so I, you know, she talks about going to the hair salon and getting Butamus. So I thought, you know what, let's just pay for her hair, you know, from this point forward. If Miss Bobby lives to be 110, the Chrisleys are going to pay for her hair until she's 110. If she lives to be 89, we're going to pay until she's 89, whatever it is. So I kept insisting that we do that, and finally her grandson agreed to accept it. And so we set that up, and then I guess he got this check or whatever and had it delivered to her or brought to her and the video that I did and sent to him. And they posted that, and I felt so good about it. And then my daughter, Savannah, posted, our daughter, Savannah, posted about, you know, what we had done, which she didn't know until she saw the video that was out there. And it really does make a difference, folks, regardless of how small the gesture is. It can change someone's life. And I think that so many people on social media were talking about, you know, Todd, you changed this lady's life. No, I didn't. This lady, Miss Bobby's been going to the same hair salon for what, 50, 60 years?
I don't know.
I think it's 50 or 60 years.
40, I think.
Or 40.
Yeah.
And every week.
Mm-hmm.
And that reminded me of my mother when my mother went to Florence Hilly at the beauty counter in Seneca, South Carolina. Every Thursday morning when she got off work, she went by the beauty corner. And Florence would shampoo and curl her hair and then comb it out. That's when, you know, everyone had the big bouffant styles, Julie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it would last you until the next Thursday because my mother would sleep with a scarf on and wrap her hair up. But, you know, Miss Bobby, I guess, has been doing the same thing. And so we didn't change her life, folks. Miss Bobby changed our life. Us paying for her hair for the rest of her days is not changing her life. She was already doing that. It was just something that we wanted to do that helped to make us feel better. And so all of the people on social media that's talking about, you know, Todd, you changed her life. No, we didn't. She changed our life by going on social media and bringing back so many memories of Granny, our Granny, and of showing how much her grandson loves her and takes care of her. I mean, she's moving in with him and his fiance. They're building a new house and they're taking her, I guess she's in an assisted living or whatever, and or her an apartment, and they're taking her, moving her in with them. And folks, that's what I've talked about. I mean, I think last week, Judy, you said a caller had called in and said that I had hurt their feelings about, you know, she had placed her dad in assisted living. And I want to clarify that, folks. Listen, if your parent or your loved one has Alzheimer's or whatever, and they become to a place, they get to a place, because Mama has even said that, Todd, if I lose my mind or I get Alzheimer's and I'm mean, I want you to put me somewhere. Well, I would never do that. That's what I feel. That doesn't mean that that's what all of you listeners have to feel. I'm telling you on this podcast how I feel about things personally. I would never place my mother anywhere because my mother has taken care of me my entire life. And my mother has done without to make sure that I never did. So I feel like that it's my time in life to give back to my mother and to take care of her, you know, as she ages. And I am blessed to have a wife that truly became a daughter, the daughter that my mother never had and that my father worshipped. I mean, listen, there's no doubt in my mind that my daddy loved Julie more than he did me.
Oh,
There is no doubt in my mind. I mean, Julie made over him. She made him his cake every week. She fixed his coffee. You know, she was always, you know, she was always on the phone with my daddy. And so there's no doubt about that. But, you know, that doesn't bother me because that's the greatest gift that I've ever given my parents was to give them Julie. And the greatest gift I was given was God bringing Julie into my life and raising my children. So I think that for me, I want to make sure that everyone understands that I'm not saying that an assisted living is not a necessity for some people. It's just not a necessity in our family. And, you know, my mother is blessed to be able to have me and to help take care of her. And I'm blessed to have Julie. And, you know, and she's blessed to have Savannah and Chase and Grayson and Kyle. I mean, you know, as grandchildren that can step in and help if they're needed. Now, I wouldn't put that burden off on our children, because that's my responsibility to take care of my mother. But I'm also never going to, just because I've got something going on in my life, going to throw my mother in an assisted living so that it doesn't interfere with what I want to do that day or that week or, you know, what I may have going on with work or whatever. I am blessed again. So let me reiterate that. I'm blessed again that my mother works with us every day. So that allows us to kind of do a two for one. We get to see her. We get to make sure she's okay, that she's got everything she needs. You know, you're out at her house all the time. We're out there. So, you know, we can kind of stay on top of her. And some families don't have that opportunity. Some families, parent may live out of state and they're working 9 to 5 or 10 hours a day or whatever. And right. Then it becomes easier for them.
Right. And I think every family dynamic and every situation is different. And that's exactly what I said. This is no judgment-free zone here. There's no judgment on decisions that you make, what you feel is best for your family.
Exactly. So, I mean, I wanted to kind of touch on that. So, because, you know, you had told me last week that someone was offended by that. So the person who was offended by that, let me apologize, because it was never intended to say that the decision you made for your father was a bad decision. It was a decision that you had to make for you and your family and for what was best for him.
Chrisley Confessions is brought to you by Happy Dance, premium CBD skincare from Kristen Bell. Whether you've tried CBD products before or you're already a huge fan, Happy Dance is different. Actress, mom, and do-it-aller Kristen Bell co-created Happy Dance to help everyone make the soothing benefits of CBD skincare a part of their daily routine. So what does Happy Dance feel like? Well, it's like rubbing a sense of it's going to be okay right into your skin. It's like a secret door to your happy place. Happy Dance products are made with only the highest quality CBD and premium ingredients. If they wouldn't use it on their own mothers, they wouldn't put it in Happy Dance. They've got a whipped CBD body butter, an ultra-calming CBD bath bomb, and a multi-purpose CBD coconut melt. And I can tell you, I love all three of these products. The bath bomb is the perfect way to unwind at the end of a long day. And my Happy Dance bath bomb is being used every night this past week because it's been a crazy week. And I love how it makes my skin feel. And then I love it even more when I get out of the tub. I just gently dry myself off and then I add the body butter. And it makes my skin feel so amazing. So right now, you guys can receive this special offer. Our Crystal Confessioners listeners are getting 15% off their first Happy Dance order, but only when you go to doahappydance.com/CC. That's 15% off your first order at Happy Dance CBD Skincare at doahappydance.com/CC. You guys have to try it out.
So then I wanted to talk about, there was a couple of things that came last week to me about kind of, you know, Chloe and her life with us, and, you know, that she's not having, you know, that you never see any involvement between she and her biological mother. No, you do not see that involvement. We adopted Chloe, and that part of that relationship, you know, Chloe goes to a child psychologist, and the child psychologist has said that it is better for Chloe, that Chloe knows that this is her family. Chloe knows who her mother is. Chloe knows who her biological mother is, but Chloe also knows the mother that's raising her, the mother that's up with her when she's sick or that gets her ready every morning for school and takes her to school. Chloe knows that. So I want us to get past, and I'm not even going to address any more questions about Chloe going forward. This will be the last time that I do it. Stop saying to me, as a white family, what do you know about raising a child of color? Clearly, we know how to raise children. And a child should not be, how you raise a child should not be based on the color of their skin. It should be based on the fact that this is a child that God has given you, that you need to nurture, that you need to keep it, you need to bring up in the Word. You need to make sure that they're clothed, they're fed, they're educated, and that they are socially aware of their surroundings. Folks, we do all of that. And I don't have to justify what we do in our home. It's not a surprise to the world that we're white. If it is, then you've been hiding under a rock. But at the end of the day, what we give all of our children is love and commitment. And we give the same thing to Chloe because she is one of our children. So she's not a child that has been placed on welfare or that's been turned over to the system or that we walked away from. When my son did not do what he needed to do because he couldn't do it for himself, let alone someone else, he had to face his own demons. And he is better for that today, thank God. But we stepped in and did what we felt we needed to do from our perspective as grandparents and the fact that we love her. So we don't view her just as a grandchild anymore. She's like our child because we're raising her like we've raised all of our children. So for you nosy, judgmental bigots, and that word bigot can land in any race. It's not just reserved for the white community. It's the African American community, the Asian community, the Indian communities. Take the bigotry out of it. If you don't want it in the country, take it out of your house. If you don't want your child growing up with it, take it out of your mouth. If you want the world to be a better place, make the world a better place. Don't just talk about it. So
I think with that, we do have to, I want to touch base on, I don't know if you've even followed this, what's going on in Atlanta right now. 8 believed to be Chinese American women have been murdered from these different massage parlors in Cherokee County, Georgia. And it is a white male, young guy. He looks young. I just saw a picture on the internet this morning that they have arrested based off of video surveillance. But how horrible is that? 8 women who were just trying to make a living and have been murdered throughout, I think it's three different massage parlors there.
And they were all Asian. Well, there were
Chinese.
I think there were 6 Chinese and 2 white people.
Okay. I just, the news that I saw this morning said that they were believed to be all Chinese. And how horrible is it that, you know, this was obviously some kind of racially motivated murders. I mean, it's just awful that these women were just trying to go
to
their job and go make a living every day. I mean, it is so, so sad that you have got these angry people that have taken it to this level. I mean, I don't get it. I really don't. And it is just so sad. So my hearts go out and my heart goes out to anybody who now has to fear just going to a job, who has to fear walking out of their house and going to a grocery store that someone's going to target them. And that's whether you're Asian, whether you're Hispanic, whether you're Black, whoever you are. I don't think anybody should have to feel fear just to be able to live in this world. I mean,
no,
it's so sad.
It's sad. It truly is sad. You know, there was also a thing on the news a couple of weeks ago about a school in New York that wanted to take the term mom and dad out of the vocabulary. Did you see that?
I heard you talk about that.
Now, folks, we are so woke in this country that we're going to eliminate the term mom and dad and use the term they, so that we can feel inclusive. Well, let me go ahead and tell you something. I don't feel inclusive when you call me they.
Right, because my thing is, whether it's mom and dad, whether it's mom and mom, whether it's dad and dad, let's just call it what it is.
Exactly.
Let's just call people who they are. You know, it didn't matter to me. I have friends who are 2 guys. They have children. They've got 2 dads.
Mm-hmm.
Their kids have 2 dads. We have friends who have their kids have 2 moms.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's just what it is. But to take away mom and dad, I don't think it's...
They're not taking away shit.
No.
People in this moment of wokeness, where the hell were they? Where were they 10 years ago? They were not woke. They're jumping on a bandwagon right now so that they can claim that, you know, we're diverse, that, you know, we're embracing, you know, society, that we're all inclusive. But when you go and look at their application process for these private schools that have now decided to be woke in New York, want to bet that their application process does not match what their message is?
Probably. Yeah. You're absolutely right. It's a bandwagon because at the end of the day, why does it matter? You know, whether it's, you know, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I think that.
Now, what I love, here's what I love. I love when you see, because now keep in mind, it's the Democrats against the Republicans. That's the way that it's always been. And, you know, and I've talked about on this podcast that it's not a blue thing. It's not a red thing. It's a people thing.
Right.
But let's talk about it from a Democrat to a Republican. You got to love that now so many people that are Republican and Democrats are coming out and say, well, I guess the Republican Party has always said, you know, this woke moment is BS. But now you've got the blue side coming out and saying, this is just ridiculous. This censorship is ridiculous. These terms being taken away from our society is ridiculous. Banning Dr. Seuss is ridiculous. But guess what? You're doing it. You're allowing it to happen.
Right.
And so no woke moment is going to change who I am to my children. It's not going to change
right.
who you are to your children.
Right. Right. And I still think, regardless of what your family structure looks like, there still has to be, whether it's two moms, two dads, mom and dad, whatever, you still have to have that level of respect for these people who are raising you.
And here's another thing that, you know, is a novel concept for many of you out there listening. Now we're having this woke moment because certain members of society have been
oppressed.
But with that being said, you can't take one sector of the community who is now standing up and saying, we don't want to do this, or this is not the way it should be. You should now change it from mom and dad to they. Now, no, we don't. Because now you're inflicting your views and your beliefs over into my house.
Right.
So you run your house, I'll run mine. That's right. The way it needs to work. If you've got two dads in your house, then however y'all decide to communicate and
well, sometimes I know for our friends it's like dad and pop or
right.
Whatever. You have those names, but that is your person. That is the person those are the two people who are raising you, who are, you know, instilling values in you, who are taking care of you every day, you know, emotionally, physically, financially. And to me, they deserve that respect.
And if a title, because you need to remember in this article, we're removing titles, we're deleting labels. Well, then don't put one on. Right. Don't identify with it.
Right.
If you're saying you want to delete dad or mom, don't identify to that. Then you're not a dad.
Right.
You're just a they.
Right.
Who raised you? They. Who's going to pay your tuition? They.
Yeah, it just seems so impersonal.
It's bullshit. And it's not even just impersonal. It's stupid and it's bullshit. But at the end of the day, we don't, as right now in this country, we don't have to. That may change at some point. But if it does, you know, I guess we can always look to go somewhere else. But I was raised with a mom and a dad. You was raised with a mom and a dad. And the Bible talks about a mom and a dad. To respect your mother and thy father, and thy days on this earth shall be long.
Yep.
It does not say respect they, and your days on this earth shall be long. It says your mom and your dad. So if the Bible says it, that's what we're going to live with in our house and in our family. So for you at the school in New York that wants to take mom and dad out, you better find out who's going to pay that tuition for those kids who don't have a mom and a daddy anymore. Unless y'all offering free education, because the mom and daddy ain't on the hook no more. They is.
You guys know I have talked about Nutrafol many, many times before because it is truly a product that I believe in and therefore I use. But Savannah actually started using Nutrafol first and she just sold me on it. And with 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. And if you're among them, know you're not alone and that there's a solution you can trust to deliver results. Thousands of women have taken back control of their hair with Nutrafol, with many users raving that the supplement not only transformed their hair, but restored their confidence too. Nutrafol offers two targeted formulas for women that are clinically shown to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding through all stages of life. Healthier hair growth takes time. You'll begin to experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. More than 1,500 top doctors recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high-quality solution for healthier hair. And I've been using Nutrafol for a few months now. And for me, I can tell a huge difference in just my shedding. I have a lot of hair, but I was having a lot of shedding. And I think it's just as we get older, it's just something that happens. So I can tell, I have definitely noticed a difference. You can grow healthier, thicker hair, and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code CC to save 20% off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus free shipping on every order. Get 20% off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CC.
So let's move on to our first caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. This is Rachel calling from Alabama. My question to you is, how do you deal with, let's say, I don't think how to word this, because I am the, I don't want to say the victim, but I'm the child. I'm not really a child. I'm almost 30 years old, but I still deal with my parents absolutely hating each other. And I mean, I'm almost 30 years old, and I still have to hear them say how much they hate each other. And neither, you know, they both say, well, your dad was a piece of shit, your mom was a piece of shit, you know, whatever. I've had to hear it my whole entire life. But my issue is, me and my husband, we plan on starting a family one day. And I have now gotten to the point where I almost just, like, if we do have a baby, if we start a family one day, how should I go about dealing with the grandparents on my side of the family absolutely hating each other? One part of me wants to be like, you know what, neither one of y'all gonna have anything to do with my child, because I just don't want to deal with it. I'm over it and I'm done. And then another part of me wants to be like, can't y'all just get along? Like, can we move on from this? Like, good gosh, it's been 30 freaking years. Like, Jesus Christ, people. You know, and then I have to do the whole, don't talk bad about the grandmother in front of my child. Don't talk bad about the grandfather in front of my child. And they're competitive with each other. It's, you know, come Christmas, what did your mama get you? What did your daddy? It's unreal. I'm almost 30 years old, and I just need some advice of how you would deal with the situation that I'm in. Thank you. I love your show. Please keep going for as long as you can. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Well, I guess you could, if you have a baby, you could say, this is Grandpa ain't worth a shit, and this is Grandma ain't worth a shit. And then let your let your husband's family be, this is the same grandma who is worth a shit, and this is the same grandpa who is worth a shit. Now, listen, I would be hypocritical if I were to come on here and say that I don't know what you're going through. You know, my ex-wife's a piece of shit. She never raised our kids. She did nothing but lie to them. She never supported them financially. She was never there for them emotionally. She was never there for them psychologically, physically. And her complaint will always be, well, Todd had more money, so she allowed me to pay for everything. Well, Todd had more money, so his attorneys was able to beat me in court. No, you gave your kids away because you didn't want to pay child support. So those things there are pieces of shit conduct. I will tell you that you are right. It's harmed you just as it harmed, you know, my two oldest children. Because a child doesn't want to hear that they've got a piece of shit for a parent. They probably already know that they've got a piece of shit for a parent. So they don't want the other one saying that. And I did that. So, you know, I will say on this podcast today that I apologize to my two oldest children for making them aware of what they should have already known. But I will not apologize for, you know, who my ex is, because I don't even use the term ex-wife, because she was never a wife. You know, my ex-egg donor. I won't apologize for that. But I think that for you, you get to make a decision that when you have a child, you know, we don't, you know, we don't have a relationship with, you know, my oldest grandchild. And, you know, that decision was made long ago that it was going to be a different way of raising a child. And that did not include, you know, being around us and being in our family. And, you know, that's a decision that you have to respect. And I respect that. And, you know, doesn't mean that I don't think about him, doesn't mean that I don't wish him well, and that I hope he has a wonderful, beautiful life. I think that, you know, you have to, just because you're a grandparent doesn't mean you got to be in that child's life. Just because you're a parent doesn't mean you have to be in that child's life. I don't think it's meant to be that way. I just think that sometimes it happens that way.
Right.
And, you know, you may have to make the decision that, you know what, the way that my parents, Mr. and Miss Piece of Shit, the way that they handled things around me has scarred me, and I don't want to do that for my children. And I think that, and I truly believe that that's what happened, you know, with my oldest and her son. That, you know, she wanted to raise him in a way that she could try to protect him from everything that she felt had harmed her or that had hurt her. And she has the right to do that. It's her child. And you have the exact same right to do that. So you can create boundaries just like a parent can create a boundary with a child. A child can create a boundary with anyone else they want to create a boundary with. And it at that point becomes a decision that your parents will make as to truly how much they want to be involved in that child's life. And they'll either respect your boundaries or they won't. And if they don't, you have to be prepared for that too. And you have to be willing to say, okay, this was my boundary. You will not respect it, so therefore I'm going to enforce my boundary. I mean, I think that, you know, people say, and I used to believe this, that blood's thicker than water. But no, I don't think that just because you have a blood tie means you're going to have a family tie. It doesn't mean you're going to have a love tie. It doesn't mean you're going to have a respect tie. It just means that genetically you're linked. But that doesn't mean that you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with that person, or that you're supposed to be around them or have them in your home or be in their home. It just means that you are genetically linked. And, you know, I wish you the very best. And I hope that, you know, what I've said to you will help you. But if you and your husband decide to have a child and you're this over your parents and the way that they act, then remove yourself from that. Just, you know what? When you're on the phone with your mother and she starts about your dad, just say, not having that. That's not what this conversation's about. If we've ran out of things to discuss, then the conversation's over. If your dad's doing it, same applies to him. And, you know, you have to also decide whether or not you really want to have a relationship with your parents. Because, you know, listen, some people don't want that. Some people don't need that. They don't desire that. And that's okay, too. Everyone's allowed to feel how they feel. And I just feel like that, you know, I would have never thought in my life that I would be in a place to where I would not have a relationship with all of my children. But that is the place that I'm in. And, you know, and I have made peace with it, and I'm okay with it. I mean, I'm where I feel like I'm where I need to be, and where, and I'm, and I know that I'm exactly where God wants me to be. So I feel like that, you know, just because there's that blood tie and it's genetic does not mean that you have to be tied to misery for the rest of your life. So I hope that helps you. Good luck and God bless. Next caller, please.
Hey, this is Michelle calling from Brecksville, Ohio. And I just want to say that we absolutely love your show, myself and my whole family. And we have to, like, when we're watching it, we're kind of like, oh my gosh, like Todd, you're like my husband, like to a T. And we have to laugh because things that come out of your mouth are what my husband says. It's hysterical. I think you guys are real. I think you guys show that there's problems and you can get through them. And we just love, love your show. Thank you for sharing so much about your life. We love watching you every single week. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Hi, Michelle from Ohio. Thank you so much for that sweet message. Honey, I am praying for you. If you have got a Todd on your hands, then you have got my prayers.
Well, Michelle, I'll go a step further. You should pray to God that and thank him for putting a Todd in your life.
Oh, my gosh.
So, okay. You know, I do appreciate you calling in and saying that. You know, our goal is to always be able to uplift and to make people laugh and, you know, to kind of let people know that there is laughter during times of sorrow. And that's the way that I've been able to survive. I mean, I've had a lot of bad things happen in my life, but I always try to find something funny that will lift me up and help me move on to the next day. So, Michelle, I hope that we're doing that for you. So good luck and God bless.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Taylor from California. I'm the one who called and mentioned that I loved hearing you guys kind of opening up the show bickering. I just want to call and say if I would have known it would open up a can of worms with the shower, I wouldn't have even went there because, Julie, you're my girl. So I was just simply trying to say marriage is peaks and valleys, and it's nice to hear you guys talk about the valleys in addition to the peaks because, for me, I've been married 14 years, and let me tell you, it's work. So it's nice to hear you guys have the same conversations and frustrations that I have with my husband, especially at your guys' level. So it helps normalize marriage. And for that, I just wanted to say thank you. And it does kind of a little bit bring me joy, you know, to hear Todd flip out about it. So your family brings me joy in general. So, and also I'm from California and we're all not crazy over here. There's some good ones left and we're fighting like hell. So keep up the great work. We love you guys.
Hey, Taylor from California. You know, thank you so much. And you know what? That's what it's about. It's about knowing that we can all laugh together and that we can laugh at each other and not in a disrespectful way, but just, you know, to know that we're all in this together. We're all fighting the same fights. We're all battling the same battles, maybe on different levels. And yeah, Todd and I will continue to battle about the shower. And, you know,
this morning
I told him, I said, listen, no matter what, we're not going to get into an argument this morning before the podcast. I am not going to. And then he started. Did you order the medicine I take?
It wasn't medicine. It was vitamins.
Vitamins. I did. They were actually in your in the cabinet 3 days later. Well, I haven't seen them. Now, keep in mind, folks, he's the only person that takes these. And one bottle had already been opened. So, yeah, he had seen them and he had already taken them. But he thought he was going to have something that he could, like, you know, start a little something with this morning. But it didn't work.
I'm curious, Julie.
Yes.
How does it feel to be so perfect?
Oh, no, I am far from perfect. I am far from, you know, I'm far from perfect.
But I don't think the listeners do, because when you're on this podcast, you paint yourself out like, you know, that it's all tied. I'm so demanding.
Well, you are demanding. Mm-hmm. You are. But listen, I'm not perfect.
Do you demand from me?
Absolutely.
All day, every day.
I am in no way perfect. I'm just made that decision this morning that I was not going to argue with you.
But you tried to start an argument. You just, Kay, or Taylor, she just tried to start an argument just now by saying that I was trying to start an argument.
Oh my gosh, honey, I love you, and you are.
Oh no, I'm not
such
interested. I'm not interested in that, Taylor. I just wanted to thank you very much for calling in.
Yes,
and I don't think that everyone in California is crazy.
No,
I think that you're the only sane one left there because the rest of them have moved to Tennessee and to Georgia
and Texas.
So you know. With that being said, yes. I am excited about the recall for Governor Newsom.
Oh, my God. Okay.
2 million signatures to put his ass out. This is a guy who shut down the economy in California while he kept his restaurants open, while he kept going out, doing his social bidding, and making sure that his pockets were still lined while restaurant workers and owners and people who were running businesses had to lose their businesses, had to board up their businesses, lose their income, couldn't support their families. But guess what, folks? Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, in this case, Newsom is a Democrat. His life didn't change, folks. Everyone around him that voted for him did. And for those that didn't, he changed their lives. Mm-hmm. If you're a Republican, our lives change every day. But a Republican doesn't if they're in office. Their life is still going on. The changes that they make, if it's a negative change, doesn't really affect them negatively because they're going to cover their own asses in D.C.
I think that's Republican, Democrat.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you're a Republican or a Democrat,
right.
We the people are at the mercy of these assholes that are appointed who go out here and sell you a bill of goods that they're going to do all this great shit. And they get up there and they sell out and they line their pockets and they take these pensions for the rest of their lives and free medical benefits and all that at the expense of we the people. So, Taylor, we the people of California are looking forward to the recall of Governor Gavin Newsom.
My gosh.
Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. It's Bobby Joe from Des Moines, Iowa. And I have a question for you regarding your children. My question is that I've got a 16-year-old that I just came across her phone and saw that she is following people that her father and I don't support religiously or politically. And so she's been raised in a very Christian values, goes to church. I'm just really surprised with the people that she's following. And when I confronted her about some of the people that she was following and asked her if she felt the same way, she didn't necessarily have an answer for me. So I was just wondering how you guys would handle it if you've ever kind of fallen against something like this. And gosh, don't we wish we could go back to what we know now to bring to our 16-year-old self. And so sometimes you just want to shake him and go, you don't know what you're doing yet because you're only 16. So any advice would be great. And thank you so much. Bye.
Hey, Bobby Joe. I love it. I love two names. I'm going to start calling myself Michael Todd. Bobby Joe, thank you for calling in. You know, our kids have been raised in a conservative Christian home. Did I allow my kids to be listening to all of the rap crap, is what I call it, with all the vulgar language and the slang terms and the belittling terms? No, we didn't. But let me tell you something, Bobby Joe. They were still listening to it. We didn't find out until later. We thought we had it on lock, but the moment we went out of the house, they was listening to it.
Yeah.
So what I would encourage you to do is to say, what is it that you find interesting about that? Let's listen to it together.
Right. But she's not necessarily talking about rap music. She's talking about political, different.
And in order for them to have a platform, they have to be speaking.
Right.
So you, if
gotcha.
They speak, you would listen.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense. Because I do think that.
Because
how many
political conversations have we had with our children over the last year?
A lot.
And every one of our children does not agree with the same thing.
No, not at all. Not at all. So I think
they
it's
all
keeping
do.
That line of communication open to have good conversation, to have knowledgeable conversations. Like, okay, tell me why you like this person. Tell me why you feel aligned with this person.
Right.
Tell me why you know, why you do what you do, or why you feel like they're a positive person, or why you feel like they're worthy of you following.
Yes. And I think that, you know, I like to say that it's conversational Christianity. You know, someone said to me the other day, but, you know, that this person had done something that was really bad. And they said, and they're a Christian. I said, well, that doesn't mean that they're not going to do bad things just because you're a Christian.
Right.
It doesn't mean you did a bad thing. Now, we're not talking about murder and all that stuff. This was just something that they felt was bad that this person did.
But even if somebody goes out here and does something like
that's
that.
That's what they did. That doesn't mean that's who they are.
Right, right. God still will forgive you for
yes.
that if you truly have a repentful heart.
Right. But, I mean, I feel like, that, you know, with conversational Christianity, that you open the door of conversation to everything.
Yeah.
You know, we've had conversations with Grayson and with Chase and Savannah and with Kyle and
even with Chloe.
And, you know, we want them to have their own opinions.
Right.
And I feel like that I'm better for listening to God, who would have ever thought I'd have said this? But I feel like that I'm better because I listen to Chase and Savannah right now and right. to Grayson about their different views on things.
Right. Well, I think it goes back to what we have said, that we have family, we have friends who have completely different views on politics and just on life in general. But those are some of the people that we love the most.
Absolutely.
You know, those
well,
are some of the people
that they make our life richer.
Absolutely. And that just because we don't see eye to eye, I mean, how boring would it be if every single person that you were in contact with felt the same, believed the same, looked the same?
And how do you grow with that?
You don't.
And I feel like that, you know, we have friends of all nationalities.
Right.
We have friends of all walks of life, you know, mm-hmm. gay, straight, lesbian, you know. I don't think we have any transgender friends, though, do we? Mm-hmm. I don't think we do. But you know, I feel like that we have like a very great melting pot within
right,
our group.
Right.
And we've learned so much from that. And, you know, listen, our group is very Republican Democrat.
Yeah.
I mean, we literally have such a huge mix of our friend group. And I think we are better for that.
Absolutely.
You know, we are conservative Christian.
Right.
And at the end of the day, and we are Republican. But at the end of the day, as a Republican, I feel like that the Republican Party has let its own people down by not allowing conversation. And I feel like the Democratic Party has let its party down by trying to shove and force conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Conversation should happen and come at ease, and it should come between two people that are showing respect to the other side and can respect each other's feelings and emotions. But, you know, I feel like that we are better off as a people when we become one people. And that happens when you have conversation. So, Bobby Joe, I would say that, you know, now listen, if your kid's out here following somebody who's been convicted of rape or terrorism or did these horrific things, then that might be a conversation you have with a therapist as to why they're following them. But if they're following someone that's different than your political beliefs, that doesn't mean that they're following someone that's bad.
No.
It just means that they're following someone who believes differently than you believe.
That's right.
And, you know, you might learn something. I say that I learn from the younger generation more every day. So, you know, I hope that that helps you. Well, with that being said, folks, we're out of time. But I thank each and every one of you every week for tuning in and placing Chrissy Confessions where it is today on the charts.
Absolutely.
I thank you for tuning in to Chrissy Knows Best each week, for doing what you do with those numbers, and for growing up Chrissy. And I look forward to the release of the two new shows that Julie and I are working on right now. And I hope that you receive them as well as you've received everything else that we've done.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for being back with me.
You are welcome. Now, if you are nice to me this coming week, then I'll come back next Wednesday.
Okay. Well, I got to be nice, folks.
That's right. So from our hearts to yours, we love each and every one of you and respect you immensely. Good luck and God bless.